You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 127.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード127番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Hey, welcome! We are talking about instruments today.
今日のテーマは楽器です。
So this topic came up because we were talking about the instruments that we learned in school as kids and how they're different.
そうなんだよね。この間子供の時に習った楽器の話について話してたんで、今日はちょっと楽器の話をしたいなと思っております。
So the recorder, that seems to be the one common ground where I remember learning the recorder in the United States at school, as well as in Japan.
アメリカでもやってんの？
やった覚えはある。
あ、本当？あれは日本だけかと思ってた。いまだに学校ではリコーダーやるみたいだよね。
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does it here, mm-hmm. or learns the recorder here.In Japan, yeah, in school. Yeah.
So the other instrument that you learn as children in Japan is the pianika.
そうなの。ちーちゃん、ピアニカをやったことある？
やったことある。日本で。
え、日本で？ Mm-hmm. Well, the only time we played pianika was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like tunes that we had to do for homework and stuff. And I would play it in the house. And I remember my mom hating the sound.
It's not a lovely sound.
そうなんだよ。ひどい音しててさ。
Mm-hmm.
Did you directly blow into the pianika or was there like a tube that you blow into?
I feel like there was an option. Like you could switch them or something.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't actually have one as a child. I just remember playing one when I was in Japan.
あ、
縦笛はあったんだけど、
oh.
I actually still have mine.
え、まだ持ってるんだ。それはプルージしてないんだね。
No, I still have my recorder. Well, because it lives in my piano bench.
え、どういうこと？
So, you know, the piano bench, it opens up, so there's a little bit of storage in it. で、そこに子供の頃から縦笛がいつもしまってあった。だからそのまま
入ってるんだ。
For 40 plus years, it's been that way.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Do you ever play it?
I have not played the recorder for a while.
Oh.
Maybe a decade.
でもそのくらいだったらすごいよ。やっこなんか a couple decades だよね。
And I always feel bad, you know, for people who live in the house when you're learning an instrument.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's the worst.
Oh my gosh, that is torture for the family members だよね。
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you obviously you played guitar and bass mm-hmm. in band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were there any other instruments that you played or learned?
ヤコの場合は、多分小学校の時からだけど、家でピアノは習ってたよね。
Yeah, that's because all Japanese girls take piano lessons.
I know, I don't know what this is. I mean, everyone...Especially from our generation, はみんな女の子はピアノ習ったことがあるよね。どっかで。
Yeah, I don't know any. I don't have any Japanese friends my age that has not taken piano lessons.
そうなんだよ。まあね、その時代のものなのかもしれないけどさ、本当みんなやってて、and I wasn't really good at the piano. My brother also took piano lessons with me, and he was always, you know, better at it. So it wasn't really fun for me. だからあんまり楽しくなくってさ、then I switched to guitar, which suited me so much more, and so I enjoyed that.
Well, here's the thing: is I feel like as children, as good Japanese girls that we are, we learned classical piano, right? Like that's our training. It's classical piano.
So.
However, in the more recent years, I've been trying to learn improv piano or jazz piano too.
Mm-hmm,
and it's a completely different instrument. Like,
oh my gosh.
It's not the same thing. Like, the piano becomes a completely different instrument mm-hmm. to me when I think about improv piano mm-hmm. versus classical piano, mm-hmm. which I think you would actually really enjoy more of the improv or jazz piano.
Yes.
As opposed to, like, the classical.
そうなのよ。わかる。本当に日本だと、all the girls from our generation, we learn the piano, and it's always classical music, right?
Yeah. It's always like Bach, Tchaikovsky.
そうそうそうそう。みんなできるんだよね。みんな同じ曲ができてさ。
はいはいはい。
But from that time, I always wanted to do like more jazz and folk and
yeah.
ragtime みたいなさ。もうちょっとこう、roots music だってやりたかったのをすごい覚えてるんで。
はいはい、
やっぱ improv っていうかコードベースで他の人と演奏する、
はい、
the ensemble yeah. type was much more interesting, yeah. I think. And so,
I think because you like the rhythm section.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
そうなのよ。
I could see you absolutely loving it.
もうね、本当にね、恥ずかしいんだけどさ、I'm terrible with melodies and I'm a rhythm person. And I'm、mm. 結構ね、大変だったよね、ピアノのレッスンを受けてる時は。
Okay, so speaking of rhythms, like one of the things that I think come up for a lot of folks when they think about Japan、mm-hmm. is the taiko.
Ah.
Have you ever done that? 日本の太鼓。
和太鼓でしょ？
はい。
ないんだよね、あこも。やっこ自身はないんだけど、my partner, he's a drummer, and so he plays the drum set だよね。
はい。
で、だけど、一時和太鼓やっぱり習ってたことあるね。
That's so cool.
I know, and I did want to do it at that time when he was learning how to play. 本当にね、面白そうだったね。
Mm-hmm.
Have you played any Japanese traditional instruments?
So I had like 3 lessons of okoto from your mom, which I loved.
そうだっけ
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, I had a couple when you guys were still here in the States, mm-hmm. and then I think a couple when I visited at her house.
Oh, really? My mom does teach. She doesn't teach actually anymore, but she does have a teacher's license みたいなのがあって。
Yeah, I love the okoto. I would love to. I mean, like, it's such a ridiculously sized instrument to have, but because I have a baby grand piano, so. Mm-hmm.It's, again, a ridiculous sized instrument to
yes.
have. And it influences where we live. Like, we had to shop for a house that could fit my piano.
So,
and so because of that, I've been like, oh, I really want to learn a really small instrument. So I've recently picked up the ukulele as the small, a very small instrument to have.
Oh.
But okoto is more like the piano. It's like a piece of furniture.
そうなんだよね。It's usually longer than a person's height. A little、mm-hmm. bit longer, so it's huge. And でも面白いなと思うのはさ、the Chinese and Koreans have similar instruments, but they place it on the table and play it sitting in a chair. But in Japan...
But that's what my mom is doing the taishogoto.
Taishogoto ね。
Which is like a smaller tabletop instrument.
そうそうそうそうそう。日本でもね、すごい流行ったんだよ、大正ごと。
Oh, okay.
I don't exactly know if it's a Japanese instrument, but 日本のおことの場合は床に座って、床に置いて、床に正座してやるから。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's similar, but it's different. でも the sound is pretty distinctive, and you can hear it at、mm-hmm. like Japanese sushi restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I was in school, middle school and high school, I played the tenor saxophone.
Oh, いいな、やっこや、それやりたかったんだよ。
Well, I really loved it in terms of orchestra and,、mm. and jazz band.
Oh.
But my high school had a marching band, and I really didn't want to march with a tenor saxophone because it's so heavy.
Oh my gosh, you have to carry it and march on that.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do it. So I, in marching band, mm-hmm. I was in the pit. So I did the xylophone, the marimba. We had a keyboard in our pit
with
a big speaker. We had a gong and a bass drum and things like that. So I did the pit instead because I didn't want to have to march with the saxophone.
なるほどね。頭いいね。確かに。鉄筋とか木筋だったらもう動かなくて済むもんね。
Yeah, and practice was inside. We didn't have to march outside in the cold.
そこも違うんだ。Was it mandatory or did you want to play?
Marching band is not mandatory.
Okay.
But to be in band, I think you had to be in marching band.
Oh.
Because marching band was only during football season, which is in the fall. So it's not all year round.
なるほどね、なるほどね。あ、そうなってるんだ。学校のフットボールに合わせてやるんだね。
Yeah, so we had to go to all the football games and play.
いいな、それやりたい。小学校だけしかアメリカにいなかったからさ。Mm-hmm. And I knew that you were able to choose an instrument and play in bands when mm-hmm. you're older. And so I was so looking forward to it.
What would you have played?
I wanted to play the saxophone.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
そうだから やりたくってさ、もうイメージもしてたのよ、学校の中では。And like、mm. in my room, I would like have an air saxophone、
はい、
that I played. But I had to come back to Japan. We do have similar band clubs in school,、mm-hmm. which is called 吹奏楽. But、
はい、
they also mainly play like classical music. And so,、mm-hmm. but sometimes、mm-hmm. a little bit of big band jazz. But、mm-hmm. あんまりね、なんか魅力的じゃなかったんだよね、学校には。だから、mm-hmm. 結局は学校ではそういうのやんなかったね。
Yeah.
Were you ever in like choir or like singing groups?
No, not in high school.I felt like most people went one or the other because of the credits that are required. Mm-hmm. You typically couldn't do both.
I see. 日本の場合、instrument は mandatory じゃないんだけど、choir は mandatory でさ。I'm not a good singer. So あんまり楽しくなかった覚えがあってね。やっぱ I'm an instrument person, I guess.
So are you learning or practicing any instruments now?
Yes. I am also trying to pick up the ukulele.
How's it going?
Well, it's a string instrument, and so it's similar to guitar and bass, right? Mm. And so it's always fun right from the start. I haven't been too successful yet in playing songs and stuff. And the fingering is different, so...
Yeah, 全然違うよね。
そう。ちーちゃんがさっきおこととかピアノとかでっかい楽器をやってきて家に置いとくの大変だからちっちゃいのを選んだって言ってたじゃない、mm-hmm. で Me too, I always play the bass which is pretty big for me and、mm-hmm. I wanted to learn something small and so、mm-hmm. that's why I chose the ukulele but I've also tried to do the harmonica、a blues harp and also the fiddle Well, it's basically the violin, but...
Hi, hi.
You know how it's just so hard to make a good sound with the violin?
I know. It sounds like you're killing cats.
そうなのよ、だからね。
Unless you're really good, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you can get it down really quickly、mm-hmm. and fast, I mean, that's always nice. But あれは大変ね。やっぱちっちゃい楽器やりたいなっていうのがあったからね。
Yeah, me too. I wanted to, because、mm-hmm. I have such an immobile、mm-hmm. instrument of the piano. It's like, yeah. ウクレレだったらこう持ってて、ここで弾けるって感じ。
Yeah, でも、I think it's amazing that you have the grand piano, because in Japan, of course, our living area is so small that、mm. we can like piano teachers have grand pianos but、
right.
like we only have upright pianos in our、yeah. houses だからね。
Well and I think you know I really love digital pianos when you, especially、oh. for small space living so when I was living in apartments and stuff I had a digital piano because then you can control the volume
yes,
you
yes.
can play with a headset mm-hmm, on mm-hmm, you can play、mm-hmm. whenever、versus obviously if you have an acoustic piano it's very loud
なるほどね。でも面白いよね。やっぱちーちゃんはピアノだなって感じがするもん今だに。Whereas、mm-hmm. ヤコはどっちかっていうとギターっぽい方が結局はね、mm-hmm. 好きで落ち着いたかなって感じはするけど。
I think the hard thing about learning like guitar or ukulele for me is like、mm-hmm. you have to keep your nails short. 指先が痛いじゃん。For me it hurts.
Oh yeah.
And I'm trying to get over that thing. But one of the funny things I think about guitar、mm-hmm. is...It's like you have one hand, you have to have short nails, and the other hand where you actually might keep your nails a little bit longer、yes. for the purposes of playing、Mm-mm-mm. is so not Japanese.
When you think of it that way, it's not Japanese, だね. And you always had like beautiful long nails, and so I do understand how you would not like to play the guitar with your nails up.Especially with the left hand.
Yeah.
But what about when you play the piano? It's still kind of kacha kacha shinai?
Suru skoshi wa. But it's easier to play the piano with long nails than it is to play the guitar with long nails.
Have you played any blowing instruments other than the recorder?
Well, the saxophone.
Oh, soka.
Yeah, which is a reed instrument.
Ah, じゃあ全部やってるんだね。Piano, ギターもちょっとやってたし、で、blowing instrument
も。But see, the thing is, like, I kind of failed on the guitar. I tried to play guitar. I wouldn't say I actually play guitar, which is a different thing. Yeah, so I've never been very successful with the guitar, any of the string instruments. So I'm really giving it my go here with the ukulele because the strings are nylon, so they're softer, and it's a smaller instrument, so it's easier for my fingers to reach.
なるほどね。ね、
so I'm hopeful that I'll be able to master the ukulele because I was not successful with the guitar.
まあそうだよね。でもヤコもウクレレをちょっと始めてるから、今度一緒にアンサンブルしたいね。
Yay!
Yeah, we couldn't even try playing the recorder on top of it and record something.
I think the only thing I can play on the recorder is the ドレミ song.
Oh, we could do that then.
I feel like we all learned that song on the recorder.
まあでもね、日本の特徴は we can't choose the instrument, so we have to play the recorder, we have to play the pianica. And みんな同じ楽器をやって、みんな同じ曲をやってんだよね。I think that's the difference between Japan and the US.
Well, no, that's how it is in the States too, though.
Really?
It's not until much later in middle school and high school where you get to choose your instruments.
Oh, okay, okay. ちょっと合奏したいね。ちっちゃんと
Okay, so I've never really done that before in terms of like where people just get together and jam. Like it's a totally foreign concept because I think it's a different style of music. Again, because my training has always been in classical, which is like you read the music and you play what's on the sheet and that's it. I don't have to make anything up. I don't have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
listen
yeah.
to other people.
Totally.
I just have to play exactly what's on the paper. So it's really a different skill.
So, まあ確かにそれはあるよね。楽譜があってそれに沿って弾くのと、ね、大雑把に決めて一緒にジャムするのとでは全然やっぱり違うし。And it's a different skill, but when you learn it, it's so much fun because you can play with other people if you can learn to jam.
Sure,
yeah.
But I feel like it's very Japanese to learn just how to play.
そうなのよ。
Not really how to jam or improv or like...It's very like, here's how you do it, and you do it correctly.
and you don't make mistakes. だからね。
You don't make mistakes.
yep.
Yeah. So like my brain doesn't really know how to play kind of beyond that. I'm learning, but it's, again, it kind of changes. It's almost like learning music for the first time.
まあ確かに全然違うっていうのはわかるし。And it's funny that ちーちゃんが今までやってきたやり方が本当日本的な感じだなってはするよね。And for me, I dropped out. Like, I can't play perfectly. I always make mistakes and, you know, it's like 全然できなかったからさ。I'm more comfortable playing.More on the loose side, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to hear from you, listeners, if you've learned any of the instruments we've talked about today. And also, you know, how you learned your instruments. Like, was it in a traditional classical manner or more in the fun improv manner? Definitely let us know. Hit us up on Instagram and Facebook.
そうですね。今日は楽器について話してきました。リスナーの皆さんもきっといろんな楽器をやってきたかと思いますので、ぜひ Facebook やインスタでシェアしていただけると嬉しいです。
Thanks all for listening in again. We look forward to talking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。バイバイ。バイバ
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。